Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, delegate members, good morning. Mr. Chairman, I wish to congratulate you on your election as chairperson of the 40th Conference of FAO. The theme of this 40th Conference, Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Security, is aligned with the development priorities of the Bahamas, which are poverty elimination, food and nutrition security, sustainable resource management, and promoting resilience to climate change. These priorities are outlined in our country's Country Program Framework 2016-2019. Mr. Chairman, the elimination of poverty as articulated in the Sustainable Development Goals is an important policy priority of the Bahamas. The poverty profile of the Bahamas indicates that young people, households headed by women, and people living in rural communities are inordinately impacted by poverty. These persons must benefit from initiatives that improve their livelihoods. Initiatives such as on-farm and off-farm activities, which in the case of the Bahamas, link them to value-added products and the tourism sector. The Bahamas, Mr. Chairman, like many other small island developing states, faces the triple burden of malnutrition, undernutrition, and obesity. A 2012 survey indicated that the population consumes limited amounts of fruits and vegetables, which is one of the contributors to the rise in non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. Last year, the Healthy Bahamas Coalition, comprising of private sector stakeholders such as insurance companies, pharmacies, physicians, and other allied workers, along with the Bahamas' Chamber of Commerce, began working together to empower people and communities to adopt healthier lifestyles. I am pleased to report that the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources are part of the ministry in this initiative, and we have undertaken nutrition counseling and health screening for all staff as a part of a Wellness in the Workplace initiative. In support of this policy focus, I would like to thank the FAO for their assistance in preparing the draft food and nutrition security policy and action plan, which focuses actions targeting households and communities to encourage them to make transformative changes in their food and lifestyle choices. We look forward to continued support for FAO to develop evidence-based monitoring systems and to share best practices on supporting smallholder farmers and encouraging youth entrepreneurship. Mr. Chairman, with regards to resource management, the fisheries sector is an important part of the economy. Fisheries exports are estimated at $75 million annually and comprises 28% of exports from the Bahamas. FAO has been a very important partner in the development of fisheries legislation, working with public-private sector stakeholders and non-governmental organizations to improve fisheries and sustainability management. Finally, I must address the issue of climate change. Over the period 1980 to 2010, the Bahamas has experienced 13 natural disasters, hurricanes, and flooding, resulting in 19 fatalities and an estimated total economic damage of nearly $3.2 billion U.S. dollars. The Bahamas was hit in 2015 and again in 2016 with hurricanes Joaquin and Matthew, which impacted the entire archipelago, resulting in a combined estimated damages of up to $1.5 billion U.S. dollars. Mr. Chairman, climate change for all SIDS like the Bahamas is about building resilience in agricultural, fisheries, and forestry. Efforts have been made to mainstream climate change adaptation measures into sustainable resource strategies for each of these sectors and to encourage actions that would reduce the vulnerability of the natural and human systems to the impact of climate change. Nearly 80% of the Bahamas, Mr. Chairman, is under some form of vegetative cover, and indeed the careful management of our forests is an important part of our climate strategy. Moreover, developing partnerships inside and outside the country are important to raise awareness of the impact of climate change and to move people to action. In this regard, we are particularly interested in FAO being a conduit to sharing experiences and best practices on resilience measures for rain-fed small farmer, livestock, and crop systems. I wish to thank the government and people of Italy for hosting this conference, the Director General, and the technical staff of FAO for their support. Thank you.